Mulholland Dive. Burning flares and flashing red and blue lights ripped the night apart. Clewiston counted four black and whites pulled halfway off of the roadway and as close to the upper embankment as was possible. In front of them was a fire truck, and in front of it was a forensics van. There was a P1 standing in the middle of Mulholland Drive, ready to hold up traffic or wave it into the one lane that they had open. With a fatality involved, they should have closed down both lanes of the road, but that would have meant closing Mulholland from Laurel Canyon on one side, all the way to Coldwater Canyon on the other. That was too long a stretch. There would be consequences for that. The huge inconvenience of it would have brought complaints from the rich hillside homeowners trying to get home after another night of the good life. And nobody stuck on midnight shift wanted more complaints to deal with. Clewiston had worked Mulholland fatals several times. He was the expert. He was the one they called in from home. He knew that whether the identity of the victim in this case demanded it or not, he'd have gotten the call. It was Mulholland, and the Mulholland calls all went to him. But this one was special anyway. The victim was a name, and the case was going 5 by 5. That meant everything about it had to be squared away and done right. He had been thoroughly briefed over the phone by the watch commander about that. He pulled in behind the last patrol car, put his flashers on, and got out of his unmarked car. On the way back to the trunk, he pulled his badge out from beneath his shirt and hung it out front. He was in civvies, having been called in from off-duty, and it was prudent to make sure he announced he was a detective. He used his key to open the trunk and began to gather the equipment he would need. The P1 left his post in the road and walked over.
"Where's the sergeant?" Clewiston asked.
"Up there. I think they're about to pull the car."